Hello and welcome to the Health Headlines Unpeeled podcast, where we peel back the science behind the headlines to help you make informed decisions about your health, nutrition, fitness, and well-being to lead a more productive and satisfying life. I'm Stephen Clark.
And I'm Jill Joyce, and we are excited to begin the next episode of Health Headlines Unpeeled from the Department of Nutritional Sciences at Oklahoma State University.
So Jill, how are you doing today?
Oh, peachy. And you?
Doing fantastic. Enjoying the little bit cooler weather, kind of, sorta, and all the rain out there.
Yeah. I have my kayak out.
Yeah. And I went bike riding the other day and had mucho mud on my bike. Got to clean it. It only took 35 or 40 minutes. Good fun.
Yes. And when you say mud, you actually mean clay.
Well, the beautiful red dirt of central Oklahoma. It can't be beat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So let's go ahead and move into the topic this week. This week, you're going to visit with one of our interns about the health consequences of obesity in comparison to smoking. Can you tell us a little bit more about why this might be important information for our listening audience?
Obesity is currently one of the leading health concerns behind a lot of the things that we talk about, like heart disease and heart attacks and type 2 diabetes and cancer. Obesity is oftentimes behind a lot of that. So it's a major, major health concern in the U.S. and across the world. And it's much like smoking once was, but based on the podcast you're about to hear, you'll see that obesity and smoking have kind of switched places. Obesity is on the rise and overtaking smoking as a cause of death. And smoking, fortunately, is on the decline, likely because public health interventions have been so effective. We put so much time and effort into reducing smoking.
Yeah, that's good stuff. All right, so before we start the interview, can you go ahead and introduce our guest for today?
Sure. Our first intern up to kind of talk about the headlines and the research behind them is Catherine Bodie. Catherine is starting her second year as a master's student and a dietetic intern, so a future dietitian to be. And she works in my lab.
And what does she do in your lab?
Catherine's doing a study looking at the dietary quality, or how healthy tactical populations eat and how that connects to their mental health status. So okay. We can see if any diet improvements or any low areas in their diet may be linked to mental health and possibly an area to focus.
Well, without further ado, let's go ahead and listen to the interview that you did.
So what is the headline that we're going to talk about today?
So our headline this week is obesity now kills more people than smoking. Weight problems account for more deaths than tobacco as junk food grows more popular than cigarettes. Study reveals. This was posted on dailymail.com and written by, quote unquote, Daily Mail reporter, whoever that could be. There's no credentials associated with this author or even a name to identify them personally by. But
can you give us a quick rundown of what the headline article talked about? What did they say?
Yeah, so the headline is citing a study that was done at Glasgow University looking at middle-aged populations in England and Scotland. And their big pullaway was that the percentage of deaths from smoking has fallen from 23% to 19% between 2003 and 2017, while the percentages of death from obesity has risen from 17.9% to 23.1% during that same period. And the headline cites that the reason for the spike in deaths is because of quote unquote junk food, which is becoming more popular than smoking cigarettes. And these trends are mostly seen in older populations. The younger populations are still only at about 2% more likely to die due to smoking. And then they conclude by saying that the public health interventions that were used to decrease prevalences of smoking should be used to address obesity and excess fat, focusing specifically on the middle to older age populations.
That's what the headline had to say. So now the headline mentions, and it kind of summarizes, a study. So tell us a little bit about the study. What was the purpose? What did they do? What did they find?
Yeah, so our study was titled Changes Over 15 Years in the Contribution of Adiposity and Smoking to Deaths in England and Scotland. And it was published in BMC Public Health in 2021, and the purpose was to determine if having excess body fat or obesity has exceeded smoking and causing deaths within the population of England and Scotland as a whole, or within specific subgroups of age, sex, and socioeconomic status. And our study design was a meta-analysis, which in terms of evidence-based research is the highest form because it is a collection of previously published research articles. And so you get a lot of information out of these articles.
Yes, you're very right. That's it. So this is, this is kind of a strong study. They took two big other studies and they put all of their data together to make an even bigger study, and in research, bigger in terms of number of participants is better. And they put all that together and then they did even more with it. So that's pretty strong when it comes to research.
Yeah. So this was a massive sample population. It included adults 16 years and older that participated in the Health Survey for England or Scottish Health Surveys, which are just huge national surveys used and conducted by the government in order to look at national health and lifestyle habits and then how they relate with one another. So it is just a massive population size.
All right. So if we're trying to see if obesity or smoking is causing more deaths, these are the way to do it. I mean, these are national health surveys that are looking at our health behaviors, lots of them, smoking, sleep, drinking, the food that you eat, the supplements that you take, the disease conditions. I mean, they look at your physical activity, everything.
Yes.
So this is the place to kind of do it. And you put two of those big national surveys together. Woo.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then they used risk ratios, which are a fancy statistical analysis that tell us if the risk of disease / death increases or decreases, as well as by how much from a certain exposure. And for this article, that would be the risk of death or disease from smoking or having excess body fat. And then our outcome that we assessed in this study was to run this risk ratio. The researchers pulled information from the health surveys that we just mentioned on annual prevalence of overweight and obesity, and then as well as like demographic information like sex, ethnicity, socioeconomic status, wealth level, those kind of things, as well as smoking status, body height, and weight. That was to determine BMI for obesity.
All right. For those of you that don't know, BMI will look at the ratio of your height and your weight, and that's one way that we can define. We'll literally run a little calculation that compares your height to your weight and gives you a score. And based on your score, you're either underweight, normal weight, overweight, or different levels of obese. That's what they were looking at here.
Yeah. And so then the findings from this study was that they had nearly 200,000 participants between the time period of 2003 and 2017. And they found that population obesity increased during this time period steadily from 22.8% to 29%. And then the prevalence of current smokers decreased from 26% to 18%. And all the deaths attributable to the current or former smoking declined from 23% to 19%. And then deaths attributed to obesity increased from 17 to 23%.
So in a way, you're kind of saying that from the numbers, because you guys can't see the numbers, it looks like in a way, smoking numbers dropped and obesity numbers rose, and they kind of flip-flopped.
Yeah.
You know, smoking starting numbers are now obesity's ending numbers and vice versa. So they kind of flip-flopped.
Yes. Yeah, they did. And then patterns were similar between men and women, with men just being just slightly higher in deaths due to obesity over smoking. And we mostly see in older populations that smoking is still the leading contributor to deaths during this time period. From this study, our big take-home message is that deaths caused by excess body fat or obesity in England and Scotland steadily increased over this 15-year time period. Resulting from this, obesity exceeds smoking as a contributor to deaths, and differences continues to widen. And then again, mostly seen in older age groups as well as in men.
Okay. So some key things to think about here are that, yes, obesity has exceeded smoking in terms of deaths in this population, but and not to say that, you know, smoking deaths and obesity deaths aren't a problem, but the article does kind of make it sound a little more extreme than it is. The numbers are only, they only increased by what about, you know, anywhere from 6 to 8%. They increased or decreased, and they're in the 20s, you know, mid teens to mid 20s, upper 20s range. So we're not talking giant increases, and we're not talking, we're not saying that obesity is leading to way more deaths than smoking now. We're saying they flip-flopped a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's a concern. That's a concern, but it's not as like extreme or exaggerated as the, I think, is that headline when you summarize, they kind of made it sound.
Definitely, definitely. I think the research article is mainly pointing out that, yes, they switched, which is significant and could lead to more significance. But as of right now, there's nothing coming to get us. There's, you know, there shouldn't be significant amount of fear associated with this change in numbers. It's just notable.
Yeah, yeah. And we've done such a good job decreasing how many people smoke, that if they're flip-flopping, maybe we need to be paying attention to obesity a little bit more, and we need to kind of get ahead of it so it doesn't become a problem like smoking was.
Exactly. It could just be a marker that, you know, the health things that we've done to help decrease that prevalence of smoking is doing its job.
And another thing to note that I like that you noted is that if you guys paid attention, Catherine said that men, we found that the this increase in death from obesity versus smoking was seen a little bit more in men than women. So something you always want to pay attention to is, do the results, are the results a little different for me particularly? I'm a female in my mid-30s. So considering that obesity was a little bit more of a cause of death in men, well, it's a, maybe a little bit less of a risk for me. And it, you said that older adults are still seeing smoking as the major cause of death, not obesity. Well, that doesn't apply to me because I'm in my mid-30s, not quite older adult yet. So you do have to pay attention to who's being talked about in these studies. Does it apply to me?
Yes, yes.
All right, second lesson for the day. Okay, we've heard the headline. We've now also heard about the study and what they actually did. So now let's reconcile the two. How accurate was the headline in translating and presenting the study findings? And we've hinted at it a little bit, but bring it home for us.
Yeah, so the study's more so focusing on the facts. They're showcasing their findings without so much of the lofty or unrelated claims like the headline had. So smoking and obesity, for one, are two very different problems. They're, you know, this, we're talking about an apple and an orange. Yes, they're both public health issues, but that's about where the similarities stop. Mm-hmm. And the mentions of junk food being the cause of the rise in obesity just kind of came out of left field. Like, there was no mention of junk food at all in the study.
Completely agree. Absolutely. And Catherine took a class with me that is called Obesity Across the Lifespan. And she'll tell you that junk food alone, I mean, tell them a little bit about that obesity map.
Yes. Yeah. So it's just obesity. It's a map of all the causes of obesity. And it is, I mean, I wish that we could project this into your mind, because it's crazy to look at. I mean, you can barely read it because there are so many different things that cause it and relate to it and could be contributing to it. It's a huge map. It's massive.
Oh yeah. It's like a giant spider web with so many things caught in it.
Yes. Yeah. So to pinpoint this one thing as the cause for obesity for entire countries is not at all reasonable.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we show this map in class, sometimes I feel bad showing it because you guys are future medical practitioners, and it's kind of overwhelming, honestly. That's how many causes and kind of risk factors, contributing factors to obesity there are. So yeah, junk food alone, I'm going to go ahead and say that's not the only thing causing this.
Yeah. And so that headline really exaggerates and misrepresents what the study is trying to tell us by catastrophizing the study findings to draw attention potentially to their article. But again, no mention of junk food in the study or any claim at all that junk food is the cause of the obesity epidemic. So the summary point also at, under the title of the headline, that similar measures should be taken to reduce obesity as they were with smoking, makes a lot of assumptions. We don't know that what worked for smoking prevalence will work for obesity. Because again, as we said, they're two very different issues, and we just don't know if they would work or not. And so the headline's body of the article actually did a decent job of sticking to quoting the study and the authors, and did fairly well summarizing the study findings using the numbers from the outcomes of the study. And based on a wealth of other data, we agreed that obesity prevention should be given the same amount of attention and funding as smoking prevention, since they are both major public health concerns. We just don't know that the same techniques could be used. And so in the end, creating an exaggerated hype doesn't help prevent or treat obesity. And we also cannot say from the study, as the headline title implies, that junk food is as deadly as smoking cigarettes. We can merely say that in older adults, especially males, obesity is associated with more deaths than smoking. However, beyond the title, the headline did a decent job of presenting the evidence.
Yeah. And you are so right. I mean, they only mentioned junk food in the title and the one summary point right below that. The rest of the article actually did a really good job of summarizing the study that they were quoting. Something to watch for is kind of headlines that seem a little extreme or get you a little excited. Yep. Because I'll admit, most of what we found, especially in the nutrition world, it's not exciting. It's things we already knew, and it's the same boring stuff you learned in health class in middle school. So if you see an exciting nutrition headline, they're probably exaggerating stuff a little bit. Sadly, I want to say it's exciting. I think it's exciting, but I don't know that the rest of the world is as much as I do. All right. That's all we got for you guys today. Hopefully this was a little bit of a longer podcast than we're usually going to have, but that's because it's one of those initial ones. And when a good lesson pops up, we want to point it out. We want you to take away good lessons from this. So we're going to wrap up. Thank you for letting us in Oklahoma State Nutritional Sciences unpeel this headline with you today. And we hope that you will join us again next time as we pull back the peel on even more health headlines. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
All right, that was great. What did you see as the most important take-home message from this study?
I would say that it's kind of what we highlighted in the beginning, that obesity is becoming an increasing health concern. I think we all know smoking is a major problem, and as a country and probably a world, we've gotten better at cutting back on smoking. And a big part of that is due to public health interventions. And I think this highlights that obesity really is a big concern, an increasing concern, and we should probably refocus some of our efforts, and maybe even in similar ways as to what we did with smoking. Not sure that will work the same, but probably a good idea.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a really timely topic, as we have some graduate students and investigators in the department that are investigating what's referred to as metabolically healthy obesity and normal weight obesity. And I think that'll be a really good topic for us to visit in the future.
For sure.
All right. Well, as we wrap things up, you know we're going to end every episode with a few food puns. So what do you got for us today, Jill?
Oh, man. I apologize to everyone listening now. I'll probably use egg a lot because I think we've done a food pun battle before and went for about 2 hours with eggs alone and didn't repeat a thing.
Yeah, eggs are fun.
So I would say that this is going excellent so far. I'm excited to keep it up.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I meant to ask you the other day, when did you start embracing food puns and incorporating them into your classes?
Oh, you know, I had a fantastic mentor at Kansas State who was my teaching mentor. I had my research mentor, amazing also, but Kevin Sauer was that person, and he is a goofball and a half. He always says that the dad jokes will run wild in his classes, and I am the exact same personality, so food puns it is. They're everywhere. I don't apologize.
Yeah, it keeps things interesting, right? I mean, yep. Part of what we want to do is keep nutrition fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
All right. Well, that's all we have for today. We just want to thank our listeners for letting us unpeel health headlines with you. We hope that you join us in our next episode, where we'll peel back the science behind the headlines. Until then, thanks for listening.
On the behalf of the Department of Nutritional Sciences at Oklahoma State University, thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon. Cheers.